It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House. We're live today at the Oldcastle Superlight Lone Butte Plant for the fastest trial on the block competition. We'll be talking more about that in the 9 o'clock hour. We are in the Landscape and Garden Hour, talking anything you, the Arizona homeowner, would like to ask Mr. Jay Harper. Next on the line is George. Wants to talk about west-facing a wall, a plant for a west-facing wall. Good morning, George.
Good morning. I have trellises on the west side of the house, and I was told that I could successfully cover those trellises with Carolina jasmine, and that has not worked. The leaves are too thin, and they really have not covered the trellis at all, and I'm looking for something else, fast-growing, that'll stand the west exposure, that will provide some shade on those trellises.
Yeah, Carolina jasmine's just too tender for that. It won't do it. Well, there's always bougainvillea. That's probably maybe one of the most heat tolerant vines that we have. Certainly do fine on a west facing wall. Tangerine beauty cross vine would work fine on the west wall. Cat claw would work well on a west wall. So there's three really good ones that will all tolerate that reflective west heat off of a wall for you.
Okay. All right.
And the nice thing about that bougainvillea is that the wintertime, you can just cut it off, remove everything out of there. You know, a cat's claw, you're stuck with that all year long, and it's a really messy thing. But those, you talk about fast growing, those bougainvilleas, they bounce back. So it's one option for you there. That's what I did on my home, and it works great. So get that winter sun and that summer shade. Steve wants to know, he's working on a container garden, wants to talk about materials for it. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Cinder block gardens, they're super popular. The thing you hear all over the place that there's toxins in the blocks and that there's ash in the blocks. And I was kind of under the understanding they didn't use ash anymore. Are there any concerns we have to have with starting a cinder block garden, like a raised bed?
I don't know about the ash situation. I can't speak to that. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of raised vegetable gardens around town, around the country that are made out of cinder blocks. I have yet to hear there be an issue with that. So I guess we'd throw that back since you guys are at Superlight. What would be in what would be in a block that could be of an issue? I can't imagine what it would be.
No, I certainly wouldn't want to. You could always line the interior if you wanted.
If you were really concerned, put a plastic liner, not across the bottom, obviously, just on the sides. That should take away any concern that you would have.
And even if you weren't concerned, I would do that because over time, that moisture from watering it is going to start creating that white efflorescence on the exterior of the block, and
right,
just to prevent that.
Anytime we build a raised planter garden out of any masonry product, we line them just so you more to protect the block than to protect the plant, so that the moisture, you're right, doesn't discolor the block and that sort of thing. So it's a good idea to do that, and then you're safe on both ends.
Enjoy your garden, Steve, and good luck getting it all set up. If you're looking for a place to purchase your masonry block, I can tell you there's a few laying around here. We've got Catherine next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. I'm calling about citrus trees. I have one lemon and a small tangerine. I moved into the place a year ago. They're here. They both have drip irrigation. The lemon is huge. It's covered with fruit. The tangerine is small, but it is also loaded. I do try to give them a little extra water. I let it run for 20 minutes, you know, like every 3 weeks or so. I have tried to keep the lemon pruned a bit. But I guess my big question is when will I know that the fruit is ready? I mean, sometimes the color is there, but it's not ripe on the inside.
Well, lemons are pretty easy to tell because they definitely will color up, and they're probably doing that now. Limes, when they get yellow, they're kind of actually past ripe and very ripe, and they start falling off the tree very readily and easy. So the best way on citrus really to tell, and skin color doesn't necessarily mean anything other than, the temperatures are cooling, and that's what gives us the shorter days, and the cool temperatures gives us the skin coloring on citrus. The best way to tell is just pick one or two and try them. But usually by now, limes should be ripe. Lemons should be getting pretty close. They're the first things to ripen generally.
We appreciate the call, and that opens the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Would you take a number of citrus calls? If you only had to plant one more for hardiness and taste, Jay, what would that one citrus be?
Well, probably a Trovita orange. If I was going to plant one fruit, citrus fruit in my yard, that's what it would be.
Trovita orange.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.